The next presidential election is still a couple of years off, but the speculation about who will or will not run is already well underway. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about an Ohioan whose name frequently comes up when people are talking about a presidential election. Good morning, Howard. I guess it helps if I turn on your microphone. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So as you wrote in your column about this yesterday, Republican Senator Rob Portman's name is again being connected to the list of those who might run for president. Do you think he's a serious candidate?
Rob Portman, I'm sure, has the ambition to be president. I think that's probably crossed his mind. I'm sure it has. And being ambitious is not a bad thing. I mean, that's how you get to job like United States Senator from a major state like Ohio. Whether he will do it or not remains to be seen. I mean, he has always said when he's asked about it that he's focused on 2014 because he has a job with the Republican National Committee to raise money for Senate candidates in 2014 because the Republicans are trying to take back the Senate. He says he's focused on that. But then again, he has not said that he would absolutely rule out running for president in 2016.
So what are the upsides or the downsides here if he does run?
Well, the upsides when people look at Portman is that he's articulate, that he's presentable, that people, tend to like him when they see him on the cable news shows. He's seen as a kind of a voice of reason in the party. And he's, been considered for the vice presidency in the last two presidential elections. The only downsides, I would think, are probably maybe too close a connection to the previous Bush administrations. The downsides might also include some people think that he is not a dynamic speaker. But others say that's in his favor. He's not a shouter. He's not a screamer. But that, he can talk very long and in very technical terms. So, he's an interesting political figure. He's somebody that Mitch McConnell likes a whole lot. And that's why Mitch puts him out there in front on the cable TV news shows.
Now, but isn't Rob Portman up for re-election to a Senate seat in 2016?
He is, and in 2016, and Ohio law would allow him, if he were the presidential nominee or if he were picked to be the vice presidential nominee, to also, at the same time, run for the United States Senate. So, he could theoretically do both in Ohio, but, that's kind of risky business. I mean, Paul Ryan four years ago ran for vice president on the Republican side and also ran for his House seat. And he was reelected to his House seat. And of course, he wasn't elected vice president.
Did Joe Biden do that also?
Biden was in the same situation. Yeah.
So what about the timing in general? Is this Portman's time?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's going to be a crowded field. There's going to be a lot of people out there. There are many of the pundits and the observers who look at it and say, well, somebody on this ticket is going to have to be either Hispanic, a woman, an African-American. It can't be an all-white male ticket. So, possibly Portman might be kind of angling for the vice presidential nomination if somebody like Marco Rubio, who has, appeal to Hispanic voters, were the guy at the top of the ticket.
So anybody else you think besides Marco Rubio would be interested in him?
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell. There's not, there's not that many minority candidates. People have talked about Susana Martinez, who is the governor of New Mexico, but she's kind of denied interest in it, although people still talk about her as a possible presidential candidate.
Do you think there's any reason that he should just stay in the Senate?
Well, if the Republicans do win control of the Senate this fall, which is a distinct possibility, and then they keep control of the Senate in 2016, there's no question, I think, that Rob Portman will start moving up the ladder in terms of seniority and committee chairmanships And if Mitch McConnell wins his seat back and becomes the majority leader, I'm sure because of the relationship that the two of them have, that Mitch McConnell is going to have a lot of responsibility for Rob Portman.
Well, we're out of time to talk about Mitch McConnell. Thank you. We'll have to do that another day.
I will do it.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org. It's 840.